It's awesome to see you in the house of the Lord on this Thanksgiving Eve. God is good. How often? All the time. So is your attitude for Thanksgiving an attitude of gratitude or thanks for nothing? What is it that drives our attitude? What is it that should drive our attitude? Well, through our worship tonight, the Lord reminds us of what should drive our attitude and thus lead us to an attitude of gratitude. God bless us then in our worship of Him. Let us turn our attention to our worship bulletin as we begin with the call to worship. We worship in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise.
His greatness no one can fathom.
One generation will commend your works to another.
They will tell of your mighty acts.
The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time.
You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing.
Hymn 250, From All That Dwell Below the Sky. Is eternal.
It stands firm in the heavens.
Your faithfulness continues through all generations.
You establish the earth and it endures.
Your laws endure to this day, for all things serve you.
I will never forget your precepts, for them you have observed my life.
How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Sing to the Lord a new song.
For He has done marvelous things.
We join in singing with the choir Psalm 100. Please see the inserts.
In the
from Holy Scripture, Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. Don't forget to give thanks. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast and dreadful desert, that thirsty and waterless land, with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the desert, something your fathers had never known, to humble and to test you, so that in the end it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your forefathers, as it is today. The word of our Lord. A statement of what we believe. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
I believe that God made me and every creature, and that he gave me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my mind and all my abilities.
Verse 1 of hymn 609.
A reading from Holy Scripture, Philippians, the 4th chapter, an encouragement to be content and rejoice in the Lord. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving except you only. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid again and again when I was in need. Not that I am looking for a gift, but I am looking for what may be credited to your account. I have received full payment, and even more, I am amply supplied. Now that I have received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, they are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord. A statement of what we believe. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
And I believe in God, so preserves me, every
Please rise for our third reading. It's from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 17th chapter. A reminder to us to stop and say thank you to the Lord. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." The word of the Lord. A statement of what we believe. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
All this God does only because he is my good and merciful Father in heaven, and not because I have earned or deserved it. For all this I ought to thank and praise, to serve and obey him. This is most certainly true.
Please be seated as we sing verse 3 of hymn 609.
Grace, mercy, and peace be yours in great abundance, and this possible through our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our meditation for this Thanksgiving is based on our first reading from Holy Scripture, Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. We'll build on that text as we go through our meditation this evening. And so we pray, O give thanks unto you, O Lord, for you are good, your mercy endures forever. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow friends in Christ, through the ultimate friend, Jesus Christ. So, did you remember to do this already today? Did you remember to do this yesterday and the days before? To do what exactly? To stop and give thanks to God, bottom line, for everything? It is easy to take this life for granted, especially when it is going well for us. And it can also be easy for us when life is not going so well to be tempted to blame and or question God. What are you doing, Lord? Or what did I do to deserve this not so good time in or event in my life? We want to be careful not to take the good times for granted. And we also want to be careful not to automatically grumble or complain or assume that there is nothing good that can come out of even the not so good times that happen in our life. It is not that we welcome the not so good times. It is that we do not want to miss out on what the Lord God can do for us and through us, even during such times. It's about perspective. Romans 8 points out a proper perspective for us as it tells us that our present sufferings are not worth comparing to the eternal glory that awaits us. And that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. In 2 Corinthians 4, we are encouraged to fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is what? Temporary. But what is unseen is eternal. Given this, God help us follow the encouragement he has given to his people throughout history, as evidenced in our sermon text. The encouragement is this: be careful not to forget. Let us not forget who is the source of all blessings, the physical and the spiritual. And let us not forget, as we focus on those blessings, what our proper response is to be: to give thanks. The children of Israel at the time of our text, in a way, they had it made, did they not? Now, the children of Israel at that time may disagree with that evaluation, but think about it. Sure, they had been traveling throughout the wilderness, but they were about to enter a land that was described as being filled with milk and honey, a land that they did not plant, but a land that they would be able to harvest and enjoy the fruit of that land. Not because they had done anything to deserve that gift, but all as a part of God's promise. Not just of that earthly promised land, but even something bigger. As they were the ones, the children of Israel, who would be the forerunner of the Messiah, who would gain for us an even better promised land. The one that you and I, by God's grace through faith in Christ Jesus, are looking forward to one day. Now, as those children of Israel were being prepped by Moses to one day enter this promised land of Canaan, they were given some prudent advice, words of encouragement, that they were not to forget. In fact, they were to be careful not to forget. You and I, with our rear window 20/20 vision, though, we know what happened, right? They did what? They forgot. What a lesson for us in this, too. And so I want you to pull out your bulletin right now, because we're going to read again this reading from Deuteronomy because of its so important significance, not just for the children of Israel then, but for you and me, the children of God today. And as you read through this with me, what words jump out at you as warning and encouragement so that we will not forget? We read together. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast and dreadful desert, that thirsty and waterless land, with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the desert, something your fathers had never known, to humble and to test you, so that in the end it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your forefathers as it is today. Do you think the word of God is not timely and applicable to our time and age? Just reading through these words of Deuteronomy emphasizes the fact that God's word is timely for all ages, all generations. As the children of Israel were reminded to be careful not to forget, so you and I need that reminder as well. For in many ways, we are like the children of Israel. We have been called, set apart to be God's own, to be his witnesses. The children of Israel, they were to be God's witnesses, to bring people into the family of God. But what happened? Instead of they becoming an influence on the people around them, they allowed the people around them to influence them. And instead of recognizing that all good things and even times of suffering come from the hand of the Lord with a purpose, what happened? They went on with their day-to-day life, building their fine houses. Malachi touches on this. The temple was left uncompleted, and the people were living in houses that had cedar closets and so forth. And so the Lord sent Malachi to say, hey, wake up, people. Try paying your taxes with your three-legged animals. What would the governor do with you? He would put you in jail. Why should God, the creator of all good things, accept less than our best? And what does God want? It's not the physical, right? It's the heart. The children of Israel, God was protecting their heart with these words, and yet they threw it all away. Because they got caught up in themselves and in what they did. So the Lord said, when you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord. And in that way, you'll not forget. Well, when is an opportunity that we are going to eat and be satisfied? Not too many hours away, right? And what's going to happen after we eat and are satisfied? What else are we going to say? I shouldn't have had that last helping. But what's there going to be room for? Pumpkin pie, pecan pie, mincemeat pie? Nah. Blueberry pie? There's always room for pie. When you eat and are satisfied tomorrow and feeling like, oh, I can't walk, don't forget to do what? Praise the Lord for the good things that he has given to us. And not just for the food that we receive tomorrow, but for everything that he blesses us with. Because it's not about the material things that we amass, is it? It's about what the Lord God has prepared for us and given to us freely through his Son, Jesus Christ, that matters. But too often our priorities get mixed up, and so Jesus needed to remind us in Matthew as well, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and then all these things will be given to you as well. We won't make as many mountains out of molehills when we keep the Lord first. And you think of all the things Israel chased after, and you think of all the things that we chase after, to what end? And what really matters? Not those things, but the Lord. Be careful not to forget the source of our blessings, the physical and above all the spiritual. And one of the reasons why we need this reminder is because we are sinful. Our sinful nature at times does get the best of us. And so we're not as grateful as we should be. Even those aches and pains still can be something to be grateful for. Be thankful that you can feel them. You're still on this side. But if you were not, for you, with faith in Jesus, where are you going to be? In heaven. It doesn't get any better than that. So we have a win-win situation that God has put us in. Give thanks. And we're in that win-win situation because Jesus came to this earth, took on human flesh, lived the life that you and I were supposed to live but cannot, took that innocent life to the cross where he died and said, "It is finished. No more payment for sin is necessary." Live now, children of God, in grace and freedom and in confidence and with hope in a win-win situation. And to seal the deal, what did he do? He rose from the grave 3 days later to assure us that because he lives, we too shall live. And what's our response? No big deal. No. Give thanks to the Lord. Be careful not to forget the source of our blessings, the ability to have enjoyment in our life, material goods, family and friends, but most of all, a relationship with him now and into eternity. Be careful not to forget. Let us then not forget what a proper response is to look like as we give thanks to God. Part of that proper response is doing what we're doing right now, setting aside time in our life, the life that God has given to us, to say thank you, God. To encourage one another as we hear the word of our Lord. To hear his word, which helps us not forget the source of our blessings and what our response is to be. Other ways, then, to show a proper response of thanks. Looking out for one another. The Lord God has told us to be kind and compassionate to all people, especially to the family of believers. We have opportunities in our own backyard to show proper thanks to God by looking out for the needs of others as best we can. That's not our primary mission, but it is part of our purpose here on earth. It's one of the ways that we can give thanks. Maybe we can do it directly. Maybe in our situation, it's better to do it indirectly by giving to food pantries and shelters. But we do have a responsibility and opportunity to show our thanks to God by sharing the good that he has given to us with others. What are some other ways to help us not forget the source of our blessings and what we owe him, who is the source of these blessings? Well, how many of you have passages on your walls that remind you of the source of your blessings? That's another way to not forget. How many of you have an app on your phone that you could set to send you a reminder? Did I give thanks to God today? Before we eat any meal, what is a proper way to show our thanks to God? But to say a prayer of thanks. And more than just good food, good God, let's eat. But oh, give thanks to the Lord. And one of the things I always want to try to do, I don't do it well, is that be reminded of the fact that God is with me, with us, when we eat. And so address him as such. Oh, give thanks unto you, O Lord, for you are good. You're right here next to me. I'm talking to you, Lord. Thank you. So much to be thankful for. Once again, we're reminded of that. A lesson to learn from the children of Israel as we settle down in our own houses and as we gather with family and friends and as we see people all around us to give thanks to the Lord God who provides us with all blessings, physical and spiritual, and leads us through the gospel to a proper response. It is the Lord God, after all, through the psalmist that reminds us he satisfies the desires of every living thing. It's not God's fault that people are starving. God has given plenty. He has put us in a position to share. And so remind people of that as they tend to blame God for the problems in this world. It's not God. Have them look in the mirror as we do. And as we say, "Lord, I'm sorry," also hear the words of our Lord, which says, "You're forgiven. Go now and live in peace Go now and show words and actions of thanks and praise. Dear friends in Christ, be careful not to forget. The Lord is with us through thick and thin. He is the source of all our blessings. And He is worthy of our proper response today and every day. So did you remember to stop and do this already today? To give Him thanks? Let's join together in that table prayer, O give thanks. We pray, O give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Amen. The peace of the Lord Jesus Christ that transcends all understanding will guard and keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We join in the responsive prayer. Lord of heaven and earth, You made all things beautiful. You have provided green forests and refreshing streams. You have arranged the orderly procession of day and night for our work and rest.
Thank You for the mountains and the prairies, the roaring sea, and the gentle breeze.
Thank you.
Thank you for roofs that shelter us, for clothing that protects us, and for food and drink. Thank you for our work, for projects that are done well, and for the approval of supervisors and teachers. Thank you for all who serve at night to make our days more pleasant. Thank you for our cities and our countrysides, for farms and factories, for streets and highways, and for all of life that flows so swiftly before us.
Thank you for children at play, their boundless energy, and their shouts of joy and
Thank you for the morning greetings we receive and for all the smiles that come from faces loved by you.
Thank you for Christian parents, for their affection and their care.
Lord, on behalf of Rick Bielowski and Louisa Burke, we give thanks for the good news given to their family as Brother Matt received news of no sign of cancer following his chemotherapy. What a blessing good health is to us. May we not take such for granted when we have it. And when we go through physical trials, may we look to you for what is needed to endure and overcome. Thank you, Lord, for your mercies new. And keep watch over Betty Oskin as she recovers from an infection which caused her to be hospitalized, as well as with Ethel Pullman, the sister-in-law of Betty Arney, who is also dealing with an infection. Thank you for the medical means able to treat these infections. Bless these treatments. And above all, thank you for the faith which is able to keep what is happening in their lives in proper perspective, eyes fixed on you, their Lord and Savior. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for his coming to us in word and sacraments, for his giving and forgiving, and for listening to our prayers. Receive our gifts and offerings as our sacrifice of praise. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
And also with you. Amen. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
like to, first of all, thank our adult choir and also our children choir for giving their praises to God and helping edify the worship service this evening. Beautiful job by both. Thank you. Also, visitors among us this evening, we have a special gift for you, so please stop by the visitors' center or desk before you leave our worship facility, and we'd love to see you again. And just a reminder, Advent by Candlelight is scheduled for Saturday, December 2nd at 6:30 p.m. And if you are planning to attend and able to attend, please see the sign-up sheet to mark your attendance. And then also as an FYI, we will be in the Christmas parade in Fair Oaks that day as well. Plenty to give thanks about personally and collectively here at St. Mark's. To God be the glory. God is good. How much? All the time. Have a great night in the Lord and enjoy your Thanksgiving Day.